This is Eco Spotlight with Jeff Bolingbrook. Most Canadians have a functional relationship with roofs. They keep the weather from entering our dwellings, providing rain and snow with a quick escort to the ground below. But there is a worldwide movement that is changing the way we think about and use the space above our heads that takes this relationship to a new, greener level. A green or living roof is a simple idea that makes a lot of sense in a wide variety of environments. At its most basic, a green roof is simply a roof that is covered with soil and plants and a waterproof membrane to keep the water from seeping through into the building. Some green roofs also make use of root barriers to prevent structural damage. The technology has come a long way in recent years, and this very traditional way of roof building, which was common in European dwellings until relatively recently, is becoming an easy and popular alternative to the tar paper style of roof that has become the norm in recent decades. The benefits of green roofs are extensive, including decreasing the amount of energy required for heating and cooling the building, filtering pollution from the falling rainwater before it hits the city's stormwater system, providing habitat for insects and birds displaced by modern city design, increasing the life of the roof, muffling overhead aircraft noise, and, of course, creating garden space for tasty edibles. Switzerland, Germany, and Austria have all passed legislation making green roof construction mandatory on all buildings with flat enough roofs. Tokyo, in Japan, has also mandated green roofs. The most populous city in the world is becoming a heat island, an urban area so covered in heat-conducting asphalt that it has a higher temperature than the surrounding countryside. Green roofs are a good way of moderating these effects. One sake-producing company has even outfitted its Tokyo roof with a rice paddy to provide the raw material for its rice wine. In a similar vein, Vancouver's Fairmont Waterfront Hotel has a living roof that produces about $16,000 worth of fruits, vegetables, herbs, and honey annually. Vancouver has actually become a Canadian mecca for green roof projects. The largest green roof in Canada was recently completed atop the Vancouver Convention Center. It's a 6-acre living roof planted mostly with native grass species. It joins the Vancouver Aquarium's innovative Living Wall and the 9-story-high public library green roof. A quick Google search is all it takes to find companies that can help you turn your home, garage, office, farmhouse, chicken coop, gazebo, or even your doghouse into a green roof building that will save you money and energy while revitalizing the environment. With green roofs making so much sense, there's a great chance that Earth's urban centers will soon be lush, densely vegetated, pollution-filtering wildlife habitats. For a comprehensive article and some beautiful National Geographic photos of green roofs, check out ngm.nationalgeographic.com/archives and look for the May 2009 issue. For a 4-minute documentary about the Vancouver Convention Center, log on to vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O, and find the content from filmmaker Dave Budge. For Eco Spotlight, this is Jeff Bolingbrook.